Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries. As we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media, this is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots of the actions you can take, how your family or business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Before we get into our intriguing content today, let me remind you, with every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities, and you just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. I deliver it every day, and we have a very focused show. We only chat items that affect the roof over your head. your bank account, and anything I feel would benefit you. Let me remind you, if you ever have any more finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you. And you can reach out to me directly at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan or plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference. 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. And boy, are we celebrating today. I've got the greatest of days for celebrations today. Love this one. I look forward to this celebration each and every year. National Pi Day today. Celebrated annually on January 23rd. On the social media channels, National Pi Day, and I asked three very simple questions just because I bill myself as an advocate. Think about this one. Where do you get your favorite pie? What is your favorite pie? And are you giving it away for free today? Just a few simple questions right there. National Pi Day, you gotta be celebrating. Not celebrating too much in Green Bay, not celebrating too much in Pittsburgh today. The pie might make them feel just a little bit better. Boy, did you do those games yesterday? Little bit of a shellacking by those in the conference championship games football yesterday. So we're gonna have a Super Bowl in 2 weeks. We will see the New England Patriots playing the Atlanta Falcons. Growing up in Los Angeles, I must admit, nothing in the sports world in the Boston area am I a fan of. So I won't be looking for the Patriots to win, although I would not put any money against Tom Brady and Bill Belichick. Just the way it is. So it is kind of interesting watching that right there. Moving right along, taking a look at the markets. Dow Jones Industrial Average down 83 points today. Oil, yes, that is off a little bit as well. That's down 51 cents a barrel. And 10-year Treasury is falling. That's down 0.8, almost 0.9% at 238.6, portending a drop in mortgage loan interest rates right now. So that is a good sign if you're looking to buy a new house, or if you are, if you locked in a loan a couple of weeks ago, or if you're thinking about refinancing a couple of weeks ago, you need to have a conversation with your loan officer right now. Hey, you know something? Interest rates are down. Can we do anything about that? Now, there are some instances where there's nothing that can be done. You might be so long in the process that you could risk losing your earnest money deposit, but that is just a thought process. Now, I am going to tell you that honestly, I mean, and I am honest with you all the time. I never ever give information out that I don't believe 100% accurate. But do note that this is a live radio broadcast. If you look at the time on your clock, and if you look at the stock market, I can tell you right now that the Dow Jones Industrial Average right this minute, go to marketwatch.com, 84.59. It is down 84.59 right now. Now, why do I be so specific in telling you that this is a live radio broadcast? Because over the weekend, I was listening. I had a big event, the High Trust Senior Symposium, a lot of great information there. I think a lot of people got a lot of really, really good information, met a lot of really wonderful people there. But it made me, because I was doing that High Trust Senior Symposium over the weekend, I left for my normal beach walk a little earlier than normal. I was heading back a little earlier than normal to get ready for the event. And I had the opportunity to listen to what was billed on radio as a live infomercial. Now, you know, live infomercials means you should be getting the most accurate, up-to-date information.
You're better than that.
So let's just think about this. unbelievable. One of the infomercials, and they build themselves a radio, what do they call it? Radio show program. Radio show program. Okay, whatever you want to call yourself. So here's the issue. They're talking about call us right now. We're taking your calls live right now, they tell, over and over again. Now, that is only for the people that didn't listen to the very, very beginning in the disclaimers that they read at twice the speed or they play at double speed. At the very beginning, for the first 10 seconds, they tell you this is a recorded broadcast. But if you don't tune into that, you don't know that you're getting bad information because they're telling everybody two things that were blatantly accurate. And they said that the FHA mortgage insurance premium had been dropped by 25%. Well, no, it was never even discussed dropping it by 25%. The FHA, prior to the new administration coming in, had said they were going to drop the FHA mortgage insurance premium by 29.5%, which equaled out to a quarter point drop in the mortgage insurance premium. Okay, I get it. That can be kind of confusing. It's a quarter point drop versus 25%. You went from either 0.85 down to 0.60 or 0.60 down to 0.55. That's all technical garbage. But on Friday, immediately following the inauguration, it was announced that that rate drop was delayed indefinitely. So why on Saturday on a radio broadcast are they promoting that? It just seems a little interesting to me.
So I know who's asked to kick.
Yeah, I know you're not the president any longer, but thank you for sharing that. But then they go along and they say the federal government has required them to drop everybody's mortgage interest premiums or reduce everybody's mortgage insurance premiums. Really? Are they an arm of the federal government? There's been some serious Consumer Financial Protection Bureau fines for making an insinuation that you are a direct representative of the federal government or FHA or HUD. Got to be careful of those things. We're not going to give you that kind of information, but if you do recall, and if you don't, you can go back and listen to the prior broadcast, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube, Ron Siegel, the numeral 1 on YouTube, or on our RonSiegelRadio.com in the archives, you can actually go back and you can find and hear where I said right from the very first. When you do these last-minute items with the administration and they're doing all these regulations that are last-minute, if you don't get them approved by the next administration, they can be undone just as quickly as they've been done. And lo and behold, that's exactly what happened. Is the Obama administration on Friday and tells us that the FHA or HUD is dropping the insurance premium. And on Friday, the Obama administration says we want to look into this and we're going to suspend that drop indefinitely. We shared that with you ahead of time so that those people that were going through the process would get updated information or would get the accurate information from us. Clients that were working with our friends over at Gold Star Mortgage, they knew it ahead of time. They were all told individually, don't worry about this. It probably is not going to go through. If it does go through, no problem. You just wait 6 months and we'll take care of getting you a redoing your loan for you. Not a problem there as well. So who you work with matters. Don't go to the online searches. Be careful of some of these infomercials that are doing nothing more than attempting to sell you something. Speaking of great information, did you happen to see the Pew Research poll? Yeah, it's probably not something that our liberal friends want to see. The Pew Research came out. The main campaign news source, most trusted news source, Fox News, almost as much as CNN and local TV combined. That is the viewer's choice of these right there. So just be aware, those of you that are taking heat from your friends because you listen and watch Fox News, well, NBC 5%, MSNBC hee-haw, they came in with a whopping 5%, ABC 5%, CBS 4%, Fox News 19%, 5%. Fox News as much as MSNBC, ABC, and CBS combined, you could say just about the same as CNN local TV combined. I guess that's where your trusted news source is or should be. We will continue watching these items for you. There's a lot more to cover in the news for you. Unbelievable, some of these things. NFL, maybe we'll talk about some of the teams that provide most value for fans. The divorce penalty, we'll talk about that when we come back. Also get into, have you saved enough for closing costs? 5 ever-so-simple strategies for paying off debt. And 5 tax resolutions for 2017. All that and more. Remember, you can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, it's 800-306-1990. That is 800-306-1990. Or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio. On Twitter, @Ron Siegel. And if you don't miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you. But the replays, they're available. Ron Siegel 1. Ron Siegel, the numeral 1 on YouTube. Or ronsiegelradio.com. You can get it all right there as well. Stay tuned.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
What if your family business could help clothe a less fortunate family? Or your restaurant could feed truly hungry people? What if you could help to comfort the lonely? Plant sustainable resources where nothing has ever grown before? Or make a child's lifelong wish come true? What if all you had to do was simply do nothing more than what your business already does every day? Would you do it? Introducing Processing for a Cause, a unique program that turns a percentage of your business's credit card volume into ongoing donation dollars for nonprofit organizations and foundations. Simply switch your credit card processing provider to Processing for a Cause and begin supporting a worthy cause today. The process is simple, and the cause will change lives forever. Processing for a Cause.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivered every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Oh, excuse me there. Real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Looking for that dream home? You better find it before somebody else does. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Give them a search. It is free. There are no advertisements on there. Gives you some great information as well as the information about schools and everything else in the neighborhood. That's some really wonderful information right there on that free service that we provide for you. I would say get over there right away. Have you saved enough for closing costs is the subject of today's real-time real estate segment. Many potential home buyers and even sellers who believe that they need at least 20% down payment in order to buy a home or move on to their next home, time after time, try to dispel this by showing that many loan programs allow you to put down as little as 3% or 0% with a VA loan. If you have saved up your down payment and are ready to start your home search, one other piece of the puzzle is to make sure that you've saved enough for your closing costs. And I want to get back to, well, let me back up here for 1 second, because the myth, and again, this is another one of those weekend infomercials that came up, and they were saying, if you don't have 20% down, you must have mortgage insurance. Either you're going to be paying mortgage insurance, private mortgage insurance, or mortgage insurance through the MIP, which is FHA loans, or it's going to be hidden in your rate, but there's still mortgage insurance. Well, no, that's not quite exactly true, because there are ways of doing loans without mortgage insurance with less than 20% down. There's something called a combo loan, where you actually get 20% down on the first, then you pay you have a home equity line of credit or a second mortgage for the difference to the amount of down payment you have, as long as it fits within the guidelines. And at that point, there's no need for mortgage insurance of any sort. Now, do you pay a little more for it? Yes, there's no free lunch either. But the idea here is that you don't necessarily have mortgage insurance every time just because there is less than 20% down. But I digress. Let's get back to closing costs. So you saved up the money for your down payment. You're ready to start your home search. You texted NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. One of the other pieces of the puzzle is to make sure you've saved enough for your closing costs. Freddie Mac defines closing costs as closing costs, so-called settlement fees, will need to be paid when you obtain a mortgage. These are fees charged by people representing your purchase, including your lender, real estate agent, and other third parties involved in the transaction. Closing costs typically are between 2 and 5% of your purchase price. That's the numbers that come from Freddie Mac. Now, we've recently heard from many first-time home buyers that they wish that someone had let them know that closing costs could be so high. And if you think about it, with a low down payment program, your closing costs could equal the amount that you save for the down payment. So here's a list of just some of the fees and costs that may be included in your closing costs, depending upon where the home you wish to purchase is located. There could be government recording fees, appraisal fees, creditor fees, lender origination fees. That one there, I'm going to get the buzzer out here because there's no need for that. Lender origination. I wonder where he went to. He's a little slow on the trigger. Lender origination fees, title insurance, title services, insurance, searches, escrow, tax service, survey fees, attorney or escrow fees, underwriting fees. Now, our friends over at Gold Star Mortgage, they waive the lender fees, they waive the underwriting fees, they waive the document fees, they waive all the lender fees, they just waive all those. Third-party fees they can't deal with, or they have to be paid somehow. Can they be waived? Yeah, maybe. So the third-party fees are the appraiser, the title, the escrow, government. Those are third-party fees. So when you work with a lender and real estate agent to see if there are any ways to decrease or defer your closing costs, there are no closing mortgages available. There are no cost closings available. But they end up costing you more in the end with a higher interest rate. Who cares? Wrapping the closing costs in the total cost of the mortgage, meaning you'll end up paying interest on your closing costs. Who cares? Home buyers can also negotiate with the seller over who pays these fees. Sometimes the seller agreed to assume the buyer's closing fees to get the deal finalized. Does that really happen when you've got a low inventory environment? Yeah, sometimes if you've got a great real estate agent, give me a call, I'll put you in touch with one. That's known as seller concessions. The bottom line, give me a call. Let's get you set up with our friends at Gold Star Mortgage, get you pre-underwritten. They've actually got a program that's now, I got to find the right name of it because they don't, they just came out with this new name for this program so that, because it is so different than most others. They call it the Advantage Approval Program. Advantage Approval Program. So you get to actually act like it's a cash offer or compete with cash offers. Pretty simple right there. So I'm just going to give you some of that information. Give me a call, put you in touch with the folks over at Gold Star. But here's the issue, and the reason I said who cares so many times when you're talking about the closing costs and wrapping the fees in and paying a little bit extra. So here's the issue. When you are looking at buying a house, and I just went over this. I in the next segment, we're going to be talking about one of these big radio guys, and he talks about paying off student loans before you buy a house. And he only wants you to do a 15-year mortgage. And I'm going to just say that that is totally garbage if you're living in the state of California.
Ridiculous.
Absolutely ridiculous. Here's the issue. Get in the game. That's the most important issue that I'm going to share with you. Just get in the game. That's the first part of the whole process. Now, you can wait to get in the game. But you're paying rent to somebody else, paying somebody else's mortgage. You think, what do you think is going to be higher? Adding a little bit to your interest rate so that you get a loan where the fees can all be wrapped into the interest rate. Do you think that's going to be more money, or do you think it's going to cost you more money to pay rent? Well, of course it's going to be cheaper to go and deal with it just through raising the interest rate. Now, you raise an interest rate an eighth. And on a typical loan, you're only talking $20, $30, $40 a month, which I know can be a lot of money to people. But that's a lot less than the $2,000 you might be spending or $1,500 you might be spending on paying rent or what I call paying somebody else's mortgage, because that's what paying rent is. Now, the owner of your property, 70% chance if you're renting, there's a 70% chance the owner of that property has a mortgage. So when you make your rent payment to them, you're going to be paying for their mortgage. You're going to pay for their profit on having that rental property. You're going to pay for deferred maintenance on their property. And what do you have to show for it at the end of the process? Absolutely nothing. You have a check that shows that you had an expense that you paid for on behalf of somebody else. Now, some people have to go through what I call a game plan. We have to put together a game plan for them to get their own home. Not a problem there. They might have to deal with getting their income documented properly, and they need someplace to live in the interim. I got it. They might have to deal with getting their student loans consolidated into an income-based payment. I got it. They might have to be dealing with getting their credit report corrected. I understand that as well. That's called a game plan for home ownership. But the bottom line here is get that game plan going so that you get into your own home as soon as possible. Now, I had this conversation with somebody just over the weekend. They wanted to have that real nice house or a fixer-upper house on a big lot and make that their forever home. And I said, okay, I got it. But is your apartment your forever home? Probably not. So if your apartment isn't your forever home, how about taking steps instead of leaps? You go from an apartment maybe to a similar size and scope condo. Then you go from there to a small house maybe, bigger house. And I get it, you're moving every 4, 5, or 6 years. That's been the norm for many, many decades until about the last 7 or 8 years when we started going where we just didn't move and we didn't move buy a house. We didn't do any of those things. But I had this conversation with this young couple, And I said, hey, let's do this in a game plan, baby steps instead of giant leaps. Get a condo. I know you need to have a place for your dog and for, you have a couple of dogs and a child. Got it? We can find that right facility for you. Really? Don't try and buy the big house on an acre of property because you don't have that now. Talk more about that when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. Five ever-so-simple strategies for paying off debt 2017. Tax resolutions for 2017. Got a lot to chat about. Remember, you can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1. Ron Siegel, the number one on YouTube. Stay tuned. We will be back in just a few.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Do you own real estate or have assets over $150,000? Do you know one of your heirs will be the probate courts and the IRS? If you don't have a living trust, you will go through probate. Call Heritage Financial Services toll-free at 1-855-434-7400 for a free review. Check us out on Facebook, Heritage Financial Service in Lake Forest, California. That's 1-855-434-7400. Again, 1-855-434-7400. 7400.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal Housing Lender.
Are you ready to overcome your biggest blocks with money and time? Your solution, Big Profits Now World Summit. The best skills and strategies to double and triple your business profits without doubling or tripling the work. This summit has gathered 24 experts specializing in business growth. It's a free online event that's happening now. Go immediately to claim your free ticket at BigProfitsNowLive.com. Enter your name and email and receive these free video interviews directly to your inbox. Again, that's BigProfitsNowLive.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
37% of American homeowners believe they have over 20% equity in their homes. Fannie Mae tells us 69% of American homeowners have over 20% equity in their homes. Fully 1 in 3 American homeowners are not informed about the amount of equity they have in their homes. Are you one of them? How might this be holding you back from achieving your goals? Text RSR CMA to 79564 to get a property valuation from one of the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Again, to know how much your home is really worth, simply text RSR CMA to 79564.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Your Credit Matters segment today being brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. You have a credit report. It is wrong. What are you doing about it? Credit Sanitizer has the solutions for you. You just need to visit the website to get the information. 5 simple strategies for paying off debt in 2017. The debt snowball. It's a method of payment made famous by financial guru Dave Ramsey, has you pay off your smallest debts first. The idea behind debt snowball is you get a quick psychological boost from paying off some small debts from the get-go. This gives you the momentum to keep going when paying off debt. To start a debt snowball, list your debts in order from smallest to largest. Use any extra money to pay off the smallest balance while you make minimum payments on your other debts. When your smallest debt is paid off, snowball, that's debt's minimum payment, plus your extra cash towards paying off the next debt. By the time you get to the largest debt, you'll be throwing a lot of money at it each month. Now, I'm going to share with you, that is good counsel to a certain extent. Number one, Mr. Ramsey has no problem with you paying extra interest. See, that likes to get rid of the interest at the end of the day, at the end of the process, but he doesn't have a problem with you paying a boatload of interest during that process. That's a big question mark. It's a big concern I have with his whole debt snowball concept. The other issue that I have, and I like to make you aware of, is what are your goals? Is it just to get out of debt? Well, Ramsey's concept is get you out of debt, but he doesn't worry about some of the other items because his whole philosophy is to have money under your pillow, not to make your money working for you. See, in Knoxville, Tennessee, where he's from, that makes a lot of sense when you're dealing with a very, very small, comparatively small purchase price on a home. When you're dealing with a large purchase price on your home, like what we have in Southern California, it doesn't make a lot of sense to have $400,000 in equity when you could be talking down Manfrey and having that money earnings a good rate of return, a safe rate of return for you. Big variance there. So I'm going to suggest to you that what is your goals? That's the first item when you're just wanting to pay off debt. If you're looking to do it based on buying a new house, well, yeah, pay off some of those small things, the small items quickly. That's good. But you want to make sure you're getting your debt utilization rate down so that you can maximize your credit score if you're looking to buy a house or a car or something along those lines. Now, again, under this financial guru's way of thinking, he wants you to pay cash for a car. Not a bad idea. I'm not disagreeing with that if you can afford it. But you got to get to work somehow. Yes, I agree. Buy a smaller or cheaper car. But if you haven't got the money saved up for that yet, it's all about your game plan. The debt avalanche is similar to the debt snowball in that you pay off one debt at a time, but it's actually the more economical method of paying off debt. Instead of paying off smaller balances first, the debt avalanche as you start paying off the debts with the largest interest rates. That makes sense. The debt avalanche is a smart method if you already have the determination to make it through a long debt payoff process without the boost of paying off a few smaller debts early on. It can get you out of debt faster since it'll stop accumulating interest on high interest debts much more quickly. We chatted about this last week where we had somebody ask us the question, should I take out a home equity line of credit, pay off all of my debts, and have a much lower interest rate? I have no problem with that concept either because you're going to save the interest. The problem comes in because people are human by nature, and they end up then going and racking up. They have the home equity line of credit, and then they say, well, being that I've got that, I don't need to worry about the fact that now I can just start using my credit cards again. No, you got to pay those things off. You've got to be doing it in a smart way, in a strategic way. So there's the big downside of that process right there. The credit card transfer, actually it's the debt snowflake, is a method that can be combined with one of the above options or used to pay off debt in any order you choose. The idea here is that you find small ways to save a few bucks, then transfer that money saved towards debt payments. With the debt snowflake method, you'll need to be exceptionally aware of your spending pattern. For instance, if you normally spend $10 on a lunch out at work, but pack your lunch one day, you can save $5. The $5 is a snowflake that can go toward paying off debt. The key to debt snowflakes is to make sure they don't melt. Get into the habit of transferring snowflake money to debt accounts immediately or at least on a weekly basis. Otherwise, you run the risk of that hard-saved cash being used for other purposes. Credit card transfer. And this is a whole issue there. Here's the question you have to look at, the thought there. Number one, you have to look at what is the card transfer fee. There are some cards that have no transfer fee. That might be a good idea for you to look at, especially if they've got a zero interest rate, no transfer fee for a period of time. Now, if that's the case, go ahead and do it, but do not reduce your amount of your payments. Continue making the same payments as if you had an interest rate and watch your balances drop that much quicker. Also, when you transfer the balance, do not pay off or close the old account. Don't run up the bill again. Maybe use it every once a month or so, buy a cup of coffee or a tank of gas and pay for it immediately. But the idea here is keep those cards active, reduce the interest rate, maintain the same payment schedule, and if that interest is zero now, quicker you're going to be done with the process. The half pay method. What if you're on a tight budget, you can't even squeak out some extra dollars to start on a debt snowball or avalanche? One option is to start making half of your minimum payment every 2 weeks. Biweekly payments, which may fall when you get a paycheck, can save you money over time on debts that are compounded daily or monthly based on the average balance. The reasoning behind biweekly payments is somewhat complex, but essentially paying more often allows less interest to accrue between payments, which means more of your payment goes toward the principal. Plus, if you make a half payment every 2 weeks, you'll actually have made a whole extra minimum payment by the end of the year. Good concept right there. Again, that's just another strategy to try and save you some money on the interest. That's the biggest part. Think about this. That is a huge portion of what your balance is all the time. So think about that concept. That is the Your Credit Matters segment, again, brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. When we come back, tax resolutions for 2017. Who's thinking about tax resolutions? We're thinking about paying our taxes now. But we'll talk about some tax resolutions 2017. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990. Or RonSiegelRadio.com. Connect with us, Facebook.com/RonSiegelRadio. On Twitter, @RonSiegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Isn't it time you found out the truth about FHA-insured home equity conversion? No, it's not your grandfather's reverse mortgage. This just may be the finest financial planning strategy available for all homeowners of retirement age. Helping protect what you've earned is the job of your board of directors with continued education. Major research has shown that using a HECM will significantly enhance the success rate of a retiree's portfolio and legacy. Please allow us to educate. For your complimentary consultation, call Jay Kaplan at 949-300-3855. That's 949-300-3855.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap@ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-4502.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. 1990, the Word on Wealth segment today being brought to you by AskAboutReverseMortgages.com. If you're 62 years of age or older, have some equity in your property, a reverse mortgage may be the right solution for you. The only way you'll know is if you check it out. Tax resolutions for 2017. Well, here's a few of them. Some of them I like. There's a report I saw on MarketWatch. I always like to bring some of these things into the studio and chat with you about them. get on the Roth IRA bandwagon much better than a traditional IRA, because you're using after-tax dollars that are going to grow over time, and you're going to then have a no-tax liability, or at least that's the way the laws are today. You never know whether they're going to stay that way. But you can take tax-free income after you reach age 59 and a half. So think about that concept. Still not as good as our friend Al Anfrey's solution, but the tax-free savings there make a lot of sense. Two ways to get money into a Roth IRA account: start making annual contributions of up to $5,500, $6,500 if you're 50 or older. Again, talk to your tax professional. And if you're married or your spouse can join that fund as well. Convert a traditional IRA into a Roth IRA. Again, Al has a IRA rescue program. You might chat with him about that one. Conversion is treated as taxable distribution from the traditional account, the money going into the new Roth account. So it'll trigger a bigger federal income tax bill and maybe a bigger state income tax bill. However, the two positive factors mentioned before, where they grow out the tax liability later, deferred and no liability, much better. Resolve to do year-end tax planning this year. Put a note on your calendar for November 15th that you want to get your tax planning done. Maybe November 1st, you don't have to deal with it around Thanksgiving time. But do tax planning. That happens in October, November, December. It does not happen in April. That's called reporting your taxes or doing taxes in March. It does not happen in the end. You can't do planning then. Resolve to take advantage of tax savings deals at work. Salary reduction contributions to tax-favored employee benefit programs reduce your taxable salary and your federal and state income tax bills. FSA accounts, flexible savings accounts or health savings accounts, all different programs that might help you to pay less in taxes and use those funds for qualified usages. Resolve to get your estate plan in order. What estate plan, you might ask? Exactly. People don't like to think about this subject, but you need to think about it in fairness to your heirs. At a minimum, you should have a will if you have minor children, even if you are incredibly healthy and don't have assets to be even remotely worried about estate taxes. Without a will, state law decides who will raise your kids in the event of your anticipated demise or who gets all your stuff. Now, there is the Rob Von Esch was in earlier last year talking about the new, they called it a poor man's tax, poor man's trust, which if you only have a piece of property, it can be transferred through that trust. But what about your car? What about your other assets? Got to be careful there. Resolve to consult your tax pro before major transactions. Wow, where have you heard that before? Have you heard of the Area Trusted Professional Program at Ron Siegel Radio? You text ATP to 79564, fill out a little bit of a survey right there, and we put you in touch with that Building Your Household Board of Directors, totally free from Ron Siegel Radio. Think about that concept. It's really pretty simple. But talk to the tax professionals before you make the transaction. They might either recommend you do it, don't do it, or another way of doing it to save you some money. That's the whole concept of doing some sort of tax planning in advance, is so you can save money on these different processes. I use something called a three-strike rule, and I use it in business. I use it personally. If those people that are around us don't bring us some method of making money, making profit, or saving money on every third visit, they need to be replaced. Because they're out there in the marketplace and they know about these items, they've got to be sharing them with you. And if they're not sharing them with you, what does that say about your relationship with them? Just a thought for you. Remember that. That is the Word on Wealth segment, again, brought to you by AskAboutReverseMortgages.com. And obviously, you know from our visits with Jay Kaplan from time to time that we frequently talk about managing your taxes with the reverse mortgage. Yes, you can do that. At the High Trust Senior Symposium this week, we did have a conversation about that, managing your taxes with a reverse mortgage. Yes, you can buy a piece of property with a reverse mortgage as well. But managing your taxes with the reverse mortgage, very, very simple thing to do. It's simply use, and you can manage your Social Security with your reverse mortgage too. Think about that one. Increase your Social Security and decrease your taxes, all with a mortgage product. Want more information about that? Give me a call, 800-306-1990. It can be a little complicated. I know just from our conversation at the High Trust Senior Symposium over the weekend that it wasn't as simple as people think up to deal with that. So we want to make sure that you understand that completely. Did you watch any football this weekend? I got a few minutes here to chat a little bit of football. NFL teams that provide the most value for fans. I like that one. Best value. Cincinnati Bengals, Kansas City Chiefs, Cardinals, Lions, Colts. Worst value is the Bears. Kansas City Chiefs, Bengals, Cardinals charge their fans the least to see a home win. Each team won 23 home games between 2013 and 2016. Average ticket prices were $126, $157, and $190 respectively. The Chicago Bears are the only team that could be defined as the worst value. The team sells tickets at a relatively high price, $363, and has a bad home win record. As you can see in the graphic that we're going to post on Ron Siegel Radio, all four teams remaining in the playoffs deliver what fans pay for. Fans who buy expensive tickets in Green Bay, New England, Pittsburgh have a greater chance of seeing a win. And though fans have paid less on average for the Falcons tickets, they haven't won as many games. So the price per win is the item that we're looking for in this particular article. It's pretty fun information there, especially as we go get into everything Super Bowl conversation. I think a lot of people are going to have fun with this. So we're going to chat about this more over the next 2 weeks as we look at Super Bowl season. And believe it or not, sometimes you got to, if you hear somebody say the big game, that's basically because they don't have the legal rights to use the term in media, Super Bowl. So sometimes you'll see ads and other radio stations where they simply use the term the game or the big game. Interesting information there. As always, we like just sharing some good stuff with you. What else do we can talk about today? Looking at the interest rates, what's the markets doing? We'll give you a quick market recap before we head out into the weather. Be careful out there. It is some kind of crazy weather. Dow Jones recovering just a little bit. 66 points down today. Oil down 52. We didn't even get a chance to go in and look and see what is happening on gas price. That's always a good number for you to be aware of when you're out shopping. 231 is the national average right now. A month ago it was 227. Last week it was 234, so we come down a little bit. 183.7 last year at this time. And the state of confusion, we're paying $2.80 per gallon of gasoline. So that's where the market is going there. Great information as always. And as always, I ask you, set your first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to Steve, who's engineering us today, and of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, as always, make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We will talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.